It's the Madman DVD review with Dr. Maria Walls.
Great sting. Check
this out! Let's review a DVD, Maria.
Oh, thank goodness. I was desperately searching out birds starting with A, but let's talk about jewellery instead.
That's the Matt Nichols special combo question, that one. That can really leave some people gurning for a couple of days. Anyway, sorry, go ahead, please. What have we got for us? What's the Madman DVD selection today?
Well, today we're talking about Kobe, and Kobe is the first name of Kobe Bossard, who's one of, he's considered to be the grandfather of contemporary jewellery in this country.
K-O-B-I.
K-O-B-I, yes.
Kobe, I've never heard of him. Although I think I've heard of this movie. Yeah, I mean, my brother's partner is a phenomenal jeweler. I'm sure she would know. But
I mean, this guy is incredibly famous. He's you know, chunky jewellery.
Yeah, I'm familiar with chunky jewellery. Yeah,
late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah,
yeah. He's kind of like perhaps more refined than that chunky jewellery set, but he's at the top end of that stuff.
So you like you're talking like a heavy bracelet or a
heavy bracelet, big rings, chunky
big earring, a big earring with a big sort of silver circle
maybe.
Right. Hoop. Mm, there it is.
Hoop.
Yeah. You're wearing hoop earrings right now, actually.
I am, but yeah, these are kind of more golden and 80s. Yeah. He tends to specialise in silver.
Oh, he does. Tess just picked up flicked a few pictures of his. Is that his work? His rings are beautiful.
Yeah, they're really stunning. In fact, he had.
They're not tacky.
No, oh, sorry.
Beautiful work. Wow,
it's incredibly well crafted.
Very timeless.
Yeah.
Not particularly like not blingy. Like that's beautiful work.
He's from a long line of goldsmiths from Switzerland, and he came over here and when he was a lot younger and decided to become an alpine guide because he was Swiss, of course.
Sure.
But he just about slipped off the mountain. In fact, he did, but he was saved by a rope, and he decided that it was probably time for this country.
Different time for jewellery then, yep.
Yeah, to experience what it's like to have, really high-level craftspeople working on jewellery. So
there's not many goldsmiths in the country, I know that.
And, not too many, no.
No, and what era was he? Is he still alive?
Yes. In fact, he's still practicing now. You can purchase his stuff from Fingers Gallery. He had a big retrospective at Object Space.
Right.
He's very well considered. And at the Douse Museum, I think there was a big... actually, Damien Skinner, who's a wonderful curator, wrote a great book.
Wow, cool.
Yeah.
So, and this is a documentary about him.
It is, and it was shot by his daughter, who knows him quite well. She started shooting him with Super 8 when she was around 20 because she had decided she was going to be a filmmaker. I think that's quite smart of her, isn't it, really? I think I'll become a filmmaker and I'll make a film about my dad. So at the age of 20, I'll start filming him. So there's a lot of wonderful footage from back in the day. Her name's Andrea Boschard. excuse me. And she worked with Shane Loader, who's very well known in the film industry here, to make this documentary about her dad. You know, when I first started watching it, I was concerned that it would be not very interesting, but you kind of get into the pace of it because there's a lot of time in his studio workshop and it's actually really nice just hanging out with him. He works in Central Otago too, so the landscape's kind of pretty.
Wow.
Yeah. He set up originally in Akaroa, which is in Banks Peninsula off Canterbury, and he brought a lot of sophistication to a really small village, in a time in the 60s and 70s in this country when, farming was all the rage and ideas of cultural advancement were, well, in a colonial sense at least, somewhat stymied.
And so as far as a documentary goes, what are we talking?
It's a bit like spending time with him.
Cool.
Which is nice. And I mean, I love hanging out in studios. So we get to see him forging and firing up silver and, banging with a hammer and things like that. And he's quite charming. He's got a lovely accent. And his wife totally backs him and is pretty cute, actually. Yeah. And some of the jewellery is really, really cutting edge. It was at the time, especially, and he's got some great fans who are interviewed in this movie too. It's just a really nice little story.
A documentary about a jeweller must be quite.
It's quite a challenge to make, you'd think.
Yeah, I say, my brother's girlfriend is an amazing jeweller, and she's some of her journeys and things that she's done have been so amazing and so fascinating. That, you know, it is a really fascinating world, the world of jewellery. Robbie, okay? Not okay. They lost.
Nah. A quick flick back to the soccer. Soccer.
It is soccer. Though. There is nothing. It's not soccer though, is it, Rob?
Americans
would
call it that.
Okay, all right.
What do they know?
Dumb old Trumps here. So it's a DVD. What do you get? Extra stuff? What do you? I suppose the whole thing's in one.
Be nice if you got some jewellery with it, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't that be lovely?
Yeah. So there's a lot of, you know, like, I guess the style of jewellery has really changed now. Things are a lot. Currently, they're fairly fine, and you know, you think about things like Karen Walker and Meadowlark and Stolen Girlfriends Club and things like that. But this guy is like a bit of a
Good stuff as well.
And good stuff too, yes, yeah. Yeah. But it's very refreshing to actually see somebody. And, you know, he's really careful to define himself as an artist and not an artist too, which I think is really kind of telling. There are some interesting facts about jewellery. Interesting.
Go ahead, please.
So most diamonds are between 1 and 3 billion years old. Isn't that interesting?
I'm obsessed by diamonds. I used to have a diamond.
Do you know, apparently they, you know, from a crystal point of view, they have quite bad energy.
That's what I've heard.
It's really
hard,
So it's actually kind of messes with people's energy when they wear it, which explains a lot of terrible engagements, maybe.
That'll be it, yeah.
And, you know,
nothing to do with the expectations.
That's right, yeah. So the price of a diamond increases with its lack of colour. So the less colour it has in it, the more expensive. Interesting, isn't it?
I fell asleep in front of Bravo the other day. Bravo, that crappy TV channel.
And it's crappy,
and,
isn't it?
And it was and I woke up and it was a pawn shop trying to sell some yellow diamond encrusted earbud covers for 20 grand to someone, some idiot. They bought them.
Be quite fun to work on, you know, television that's advertorial, wouldn't it?
No, it wouldn't. You know what? It would kill you. You'd manifest some sort of cancer in you for sure.
But imagine how much parody you could get out of it. If you're allowed.
But the parody is the parody. It is parody itself. It's like reality shows are just a parody of. It's just. It's
parody
just
within parody. Yeah.
It just kills me. Oh. Anyway.
Yeah, so Kobe. Kobe, that's the full title, K O B I, because it's his name. Yeah. And if you're into jewellery in this country, definitely worth checking out.
All right, if you want to win a copy of Kobe on DVD, all you need to do is text in your name, your Simplicity B card number, and the country that Kobe first came from. He's not a New Zealander, he's based in New Zealand now, but he came from a European country. If you can get that right, your name, your B card number, and the country that Kobe came from. And if you get it right, we'll give you a copy of the Madman DVD. Kobe, thank you very much, Maria.
Welcome, Michael.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.